Well, thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined today via the telephone by Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. And we've told you in the past that May is National Moving Month, and Scott is here to give us some tips on avoiding scams and such. But, Scott, this is something that maybe we don't do very often. It's very important, and we have to really take ownership to get this right to make sure that things go as smoothly as possible, because these moves, you know, could be across the street or across the country, and our whole entire life is impacted by, you know, what happens during the course of that process.
You're absolutely right, Brian. It's important to make sure that you do the research and check out what company you're inviting to your home to move your items, and make sure that you're dealing with a professional mover, a pro mover, who will do a good job with the relocation for you. And as you said, most people are moving across town. A lot of folks are moving in their local communities. The number of people who are moving to outside of that area is much smaller.
Well, and these folks are professionals, obviously, and you want to make sure you get the right professionals. I understand that. But as you said, do your homework, because every case is unique, and your belongings are very important to you, and there might be something that, you know, has a lot of value sentimentally that you might want to take a little more, you know, precaution with. So, you know, each case is likely different. So if you take ownership, if you participate, I'm not going to say it's going to be, you know, completely smooth. There might be a hitch here or there, but the odds are things are going to go really well.
Exactly. The number of complaints that we see every year is a very small fraction of the total number of Americans who are moving. So it's good to do the research and make sure you know who you're dealing with. We'd like to say to get at least three companies to come into your home and do an estimate, so that you're not just hiring the first person that you find off the internet, but that you actually have a chance to talk to these people, show them what to expect, show them the things that you're most concerned about taking care of, make sure that they have a plan for protecting those items that are most important to you.
Well, and Scott, are there, like, typical questions that a person should ask when they're going through this process? Because, again, when we move, it's not, you know, for many of us, it might be a once or twice in an adult lifetime situation. Are there typical questions or things you should be concerned with, or does that vary by individual? And where can somebody kind of come up with some ideas on what to ask about and what items to, you know, be concerned with?
We have a checklist of things to prepare for your move on our moving.org website, and some tips there as well that I think can help you get started with the process, identify some of the things that you're most concerned about. And I think you're right. Each person is going to have different concerns that they'll want to ask questions about. And for one person, it may be an antique piece of furniture that they just want to find out, how is the mover going to take care of this? For someone else, it may be a different kind of a question. So it really is going to depend. But it's important for everyone to ask questions about the company, about what their experience is, and also to ask questions about what the liability protection is in case something does happen to go wrong. What types of coverage options do they have? You may not want to start with just the limited basic coverage for your items. It may not be enough for what it's worth. You may want to consider spending a little extra money on some additional liability protection to be covered fully for anything that goes wrong.
And just like any industry, there are rules and regulations depending on where you're moving and such, and it would be helpful to understand those, have a good grasp of those rules and regulations, and understand you know, what resources are out there if there is a dispute or a problem, but kind of know what your rights are and be prepared. Probably no different than when you purchase something. You want to have that background information and know, you know, what's legal, what's, you know, not allowed, and kind of, you know, just as you say, be prepared and a little bit on top of your game as you head in.
You certainly do, and there's a wonderful pamphlet called Your Rights and Responsibilities that your mover will give you if it's an interstate move that spells out what the rules are on those long-distance moves. There's probably information from the state that you happen to be working with if you're doing a local move. The rules are different in each state, so depending upon what side of the river you're on, you may have different rules that you're dealing with and different publications that are available. But there's always good information and tips on our moving.org website. The federal government has a protectyourmove.org MoveIn.gov website that can give you more information as a, about the requirements for those long-distance interstate moves.
And you probably already mentioned this, but it probably is worth repeating. If there's any kind of agreement made, make sure you get it in writing so you can go back and refer to it, just so both sides in this situation, you know, feel protected, right?
That's great advice for any kind of business transaction that you're dealing with that involves a lot of money or a lot of issues that you're really concerned about. Get everything in writing just to make sure that it's clear what the charges are going to be, what the service is that's going to be provided, and make sure that you understand what it is that there's what the contract says for what's going to be done.
And also, there are certain things that probably are best moved by the people involved. Some, you know, certain things that you either want to ship out ahead of time and to make sure that they're able to be tracked, or that you might want to put into a safe box and take with you, just because those small items oftentimes are some of the most important items that you have, and you want to make sure they get to their destination correctly and safely.
We recommend that if you have a coin collection or jewelry or maybe your wedding photos, things that are really, really important and small enough that they can be transported by yourself, we definitely recommend that you take those with you and make sure that you're keeping an eye on those and protecting those carefully. Same thing with, your children and your pets. You want to take those with you as well because you want to keep a close eye on things that are most important to you.
Well, Scott, are there any final thoughts? And I do have to share this with you. After our last conversation, we have a coworker here that is looking at moving to Florida. And when I walked into her office, she came out with a listing of some of the tips and some of the information that you put forth. And she said, I'm putting my husband to work on this as we prepare for our move upcoming.
Well, I'm glad we're helping people. And it is time for a lot of people to consider their moves that they're going to make this summer. Most people do move during the summer months. And that's why we call May National Moving Month. It's a good time to start the planning process and get things lined up for your move. So definitely plan ahead, do your research, and go to our moving.org website to help you find a pro mover, a professional mover that can take care of your move. And hopefully your colleague will have a good move, and you won't miss her too much when she leaves.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it, Scott. We invite you to come back again. I know that, you know, when you have an observance in the month of May, it's like, okay, people talk about this, and then they kind of, you know, let it slide a little bit. But, you know, it's something that you talk about year-round because, yes, most moves take place in the summer, but other people, due to work or school or whatever it might be, have to move at other points in time. So it's something to think about. Just be prepared for that next move, and you'll kind of ensure, you know, as much smoothness in the transition process as possible. So, again, thank you so much for being with us on the In Touch show, and we invite you to come back at any point in the future.
Thanks a lot. I'd love to come back sometime. Have a good day.
And that's today's In Touch on New Hit Country, WCUCI. Our guest today has been Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. Again, May is National Moving Month, and Scott had some great tips for us during the course of our conversations, and we want to say thanks for that. Thanks for listening to the In Touch show. It's heard daily right here on WCCI at 11:40 a.m., also available online at WCCIRadio.com.